Well, a new play from Sudbury-based playwright Karen Thistle highlights a very Northern Ontario phenomenon, telling the story of young people who came to this province from Atlantic Canada in the 60s looking for work. Calling the Rock Home is produced by Pat the Dog Theatre Creation, and it's the organization's very first touring show. This time, they'll take the show on the road to Timmins, Sudbury, and Sault Ste. Marie with an eye to even longer tours in the future. Up North producer Bridget Yard reached Pat the Dog Theater Creation's artistic director, Lisa O'Connell. She asked Lisa to describe the play.
Calling the Rock Home is by Coppercliff playwright Karen Thistle, and it's loosely based, although pretty closely based, on her father's own story and her family. It's the story, it takes place in the 60s, and it's the story of one of the many economic migrations we've had in our country. As we all know, the Maritimes in the 60s, both the fisheries and some of the mining was having difficulties. So people were really forced to leave their home, especially young men, and came north. Many of them came to Sudbury. And it's the story of three young Newfoundlanders that have come to Sudbury, Northern Ontario, to work in the mines. The bigger questions are what it means to be home, what home exists. You know, how you make a new home, how you embrace and honor your previous home in the new landscape. And it was amazing. Karen's been working on the play for a number of years. It's just a beautiful piece with three characters. I would say it's a drama, but it has a lot of funny moments in it as well. And there's so many moments of it that are just really true to the community. We've developed it at our Play Smelter Festival in previous years, and it played to really enthusiastic audiences just in staged readings, and so we knew we had to produce it.
Yeah, I can only imagine. There must be some humor between Atlantic Canada and Northern Ontario. But it sounds...
There's one scene in particular, but I should mention it because it's really a highlight in the play, but really about the differences. It's very cool.
Well, and then this sounds like something that will clearly resonate so much with so many Northern Ontario audiences. Tell me how you are getting the show on the road. How did this Play Smelter tour all come together?
Oh, wow. Well, again, it's been in development for 5 years, and it came from conversations, as always, with our national and our provincial and federal funders. Our development dollars for this, and this first year has been supported by Canadian Heritage and by Northern Arts OAC, and we're very grateful for that. And we began a conversation because we knew that there was, Pat the Dog, which is the organization that I run, which is the producer of both Calling the Rock Home and this new touring network. We've been developing work in Northern Ontario for over 16 years. We're the only organization dedicated to getting those new stories on stages. But honestly, Bridget, we had so much work. We just needed to know that we could get this to audiences. So it was just a lot of planning, a lot of budgeting. More importantly, it's about making sure artistically that the work is ready. And I'll share with you, we've been working diligently on work. We have enough work now to present to audiences taking us right to 2030. So this is our first tour. I know, but this is the stories. This is the work of the Northern Ontario artists and for their audience. And they're so gorgeous stories. They're heartfelt. Some of them take place in the past. Some of them take place in the future. Many of them are present day, but they're all specifically from the voice of the Northerners, both, you know, both settlers, Franco-Ontarians, and our Indigenous community. I mean, all of them represent who and what we are, and it's really essential that these pieces come to audience. So this is our first tour. We're super excited about it. We're going to be asking a lot of questions of our audience as we go out. We're going to really encourage people to come out, not get FOMO, because this is the first tour. And we're pretty confident this is going to be a thing. I mean, I started working in Northern Ontario 16 years ago. I can't believe it was 16 years ago. So I know how quickly a couple of decades can go, and we're planning for success here. We're really excited.
Yeah, this is really positive, and I guess we're about 6 years away from what was the beginning of COVID. Would you say this is a full rebound, or are you doing better than you were before?
COVID was horrible for all of us, but because we were doing so much work for 10 years prior in Northern Ontario, that from a digital perspective, and given the fact that the landscape in Northern Ontario working with our artists is so large, we were super active during COVID. And it was really during the COVID period that we came up with the notion of this touring network. And there was 2 years of digital conferences about the possibility of, is this a possibility? Would this work? Are people interested? So this is really an extension of that. And so I think the audiences have come along with us. Our artists have come along with us. And I think people are really eager to come out.
to bring this to Timmins, you're working with Tamarack Arts, which was founded just in the last couple of years.
That's right.
We often hear, you know, people are retiring, there's less volunteers in the region, but what's happening with the arts? What are you seeing here?
I'm seeing an awful lot of excitement and people wanting to come out. I mean, we know social isolation because people are on the screens all the time, and I'm definitely a person that does that as well. People need to get out. I think the numbers on social isolation are something like 12 or 13% of the general population. So something where you can come out and meet people and see people, the kind of work that we do, and I know that Jesse does, Jesse Bergeron, who's the artistic director at Tamarack, who's done an amazing job, is offering like live pieces of theater, but also with like conversations afterwards, with food, an opportunity to meet and be together and have these what we call arts engagement things. But really what it is just getting together with your neighbors and having a conversation and making that work. I think it's great to have streaming. It's great that we have Netflix and chill and all these different pieces. But after a while, you want something just a little bit different. And you want something that makes sense to you, which is why to have local stories on local stages and professionally created, and so that the artist can actually get paid at professional wages, I think is very positive.
Well, the place certainly sounds fascinating. Thank you so much for chatting today.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Lisa O'Connell is the artistic director of Path of Dog Theater Creation. She was speaking with Up North producer Bridget Yard. Calling the Rock Home is headed to Timmins for three nights of performances starting on April 27th. You can catch a show in Sudbury from May 5th to 8th and in Sault Ste. Marie on May 12th and May 14th. You can get more details at playsmelter.ca.